A couple of minutes after the Tech TCU game ended last Thursday, somebody stuck a microphone in Cliff Kingsbury's face and said, "Well?" And he said, "It was pretty ugly, but I'll take it." Winning ugly. Things didn't go exactly as planned, didn't follow the script, didn't make it in every way we wished, but hey, at the end of the day, I'll take it. This is my winning ugly sermon in light of that. Generally, we start with a text, make a point, illustrate it three ways, and wrap it up. I have a text, and I'll tell you at the end. I have a point, actually I have two or three, that wind their way through a story in the Old Testament that I'm not going to read but paraphrase. And maybe at the end of the day, even though it doesn't go according to the typical script, we'll win ugly. Here's why I think it's important. The Bible is full of winning ugly characters. Let me give you a list. Jacob was a cheater. Peter had a temper. David was a womanizer and a murderer, as it turned out. Noah got drunk. Paul was a murderer. Gideon was insecure. Miriam, a gossiper. Martha, a worrier. Thomas, a doubter. Sarah was impatient. Elijah was moody. Moses stuttered, Zacchaeus was short, Abraham was old, and Lazarus was dead. Quite a list. The heavyweight champion of winning ugly was Jonah. Jonah the prophet. We all know Jonah's story, Jonah and the whale, the kids have a song. The whale part, while not incidental, is just the pivot point. A whole lot more happened before and a bunch happened afterward that's way more interesting. So I want to tell you Jonah's story, more or less in my own words, as an illustration of winning ugly, and see if it doesn't sound like someone you know. Jonah had a job. Jonah had a calling. Jonah was God's prophet. God called Jonah to do what Jonah does, prophesy. The word of the Lord came to Jonah saying, "Go to Nineveh and convert the heathens." Jonah said, "Nineveh, are you crazy? I don't want to go there. Those people are lowlives, they don't smell very good, and I'd just as soon let them rot." Jonah was called to go to Nineveh, said no, and even though he told God he would, he hops a boat in the other direction. He didn't care where the boat was going as long as it wasn't going to Nineveh. It turned out the boat was filled with pagan sailors, no knowledge of the God of Israel. Well, what happens on the boat ride is a storm comes up. Superstitious sailors start praying to their various gods, except for Jonah, who's just sitting quietly watching this happen. They say, "Well, what's your deal?" Jonah refused to go where the Lord called him and then made his second mistake. He told the sailors the truth. He said, "I am fleeing from the call of my God." Ha! Problem solved. Jonah's the cause of the trouble. He made the storm happen. Jonah's God is mad. We'll fix him. Threw him in the drink. Problem was solved. The storm quit. Jonah's now at the bottom of the ocean. That's where the whale comes in, essentially saving his sorry hide. The whale surfaces, vomits Jonah up on the beach. So in addition to being covered with whale spit, the next sound Jonah hears is the voice of the Lord, "Want to go to Nineveh now?" "Okay, but I'm not going to like it." So he does, goes to Nineveh and does what he was called to do, and he's especially good at it. And against all odds and certainly against Jonah's fondest hopes and dreams, the people repent. Darn, hate it when that happens. The next scene, we find God conversing with Jonah again, sulking under a tree. "What's the deal, Jonah? I went there, I did what you said, and they repented, and I'm mad." God says, "You know what? If I don't save Nineveh, who's going to be saved?" Okay. Still not happy about it. But all's well that ends well. Jonah winning ugly. Winning ugly involves some pretty serious reflection and maybe even some interesting adjustment in our own behavior. I think Jonah was confronted, and the story plays out his great strengths and terrible limitations. Strengths and limitations. We all have those. I wish it were not true that when something breaks in my house that most men can fix, my only strategy is to use a telephone and a checkbook. That's it. I wish I could make more money and have more fun earning a living as a stand-up comic. I'm stuck with this. My fondest wish was that I could make more money and have more fun as a professional baseball player. Senior softball is as close as I can get. I have limitations. And I'm confronted with my limitations when I read Jonah's story, because Jonah, in addition to being a gifted speaker, and I'll hold that as one of my strengths, I can give a 15-minute talk, maybe not much more than that, but that I can do. And Jonah apparently could too. But he was angry, he was judgmental, he was prejudiced, and I can't say that I'm none of that. My own limits sometimes move my mind in ways that I'd rather that not go. I'm not too fond of those people, and I'm mad when they succeed. On the other hand, I have gifts, and I've been called to use them in ways that God so chooses. Strengths and limits. Sometimes that's winning ugly. I'm grateful for what I can do. I've become more grateful for what others do, because then I don't have to do everything. And that's what's called teamwork. Winning ugly means understanding our strengths, embracing them, being willing to use them even when we'd rather not, and also understanding our limitations. More important than that, winning ugly is understanding that with our strengths and limits, God intervenes and tips the balance towards strength. We were at the game the other night and found ourselves texting back and forth with people in Illinois who were watching the telecast that could tell us what was going on. Because there was a lot that was going on that we weren't too clear on, like, what's this being reviewed and why is that happening? And the touchdown play that was a half yard short of a touchdown on further review, we got a text from the oldest in Illinois, "I'd bench him." It turns out that the next play, which was 15 and a half yards further away than it wanted it to be, the freshman who made the rookie mistake got the next handoff. Didn't make any gain, but got the next handoff, and then subsequently. Well, I was curious about that, and I'd actually TiVo'd the game. So when we got home, I went to that point in the telecast, because I really wanted to see, you know, how was that? How'd that work? And in addition to seeing that, yeah, he did drop the ball early, they showed quite a bit of footage of Cliff Kingsbury's reaction. You would think he'd be in somebody's face, yelling and screaming and ranting and raving. He was not. He was clapping his hands, rolling his eyes and smiling. And basically, and the announcers were sort of putting words into his mouth, essentially sending the message, "All right, we scored the touchdown, let's just go do it again." The point was not what happened on the last play. The point was what we want to have happen on the next play. Exquisite leadership. We'll take our strengths and limits and shift the balance towards strength. Let's just go do it again. By God's grace, that's what happens to us. It won't be another week before I will metaphorically drop the ball a half yard short of the goal, and I'll get another chance, because that's how God tips the balance toward our strengths. It seems to be less important to God in the long run and as our days go on. It's less important what happened that day than what happens the next day and what we've learned and how we can pass those learnings on to others. Jonah's harsh judgment and anger. Well, that's just the other side of love and charisma. You've got to go through a few steps to make that transformation, but it works. And I think when we know that as God looks at us, it's not a matter of that day but the next day, we can shift the balance in our own minds from judgment of others to gratitude for life. Judgment goes down, gratitude goes up when we know we're going to get the ball on the next play. That's winning ugly. Now the text from Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are justified. We are justified by His grace as a gift through our redemption in Christ Jesus, for no other reason than God so chooses to love us more for tomorrow than be angry for what happened yesterday. And I think, like Jonah, when you know that winning ugly is still winning, and when gratitude replaces judgment, well, I think that'd make a whale of a difference in your life. I had to go fishing for that ending, and I'm very sorry. Winning ugly, amen.